since Latin is being recovered in this regard, at least recovering the teaching of Latin in elementary mm-hmm. grades, it is does seem a little bit odd to people. You know, as a first blush for many, they think, boy, Latin in third grade, that seems strange. But it is well-fitting, isn't it? And can you cite kids who find Latin to be one of their favorite subjects?
Oh, yes. All of them. Really, pretty much the entire third grade class, you ask them what their favorite subject is, and they'll tell you it's Latin.
How can that be? Because of Karen Moore.
No. I won't go that far. But, again, I think a couple of things. First of all, as a teacher, the most important thing is your attitude towards your subject. Mm-hmm. If you come into the classroom enthusiastic, excited, oh, it's Latin time, and look what we get to learn today, mm-hmm. and look at the story we're going to read, or these mm-hmm. sentences, and, you know, I congratulate them. When they read their first Latin sentence, it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, happens pretty early on. Mm-hmm. And we always talk about, hey, you've gotten to the next Latin level. You've accomplished this. And look what you can read and do now. Mm. We use the history reader book. So they get to read little stories and use their Latin to read things. Mm. So if you come in with that enthusiasm and that excitement, mm-hmm. I mean, you don't have to come in with pom-poms yelling and screaming and doing, you know, jumping jacks. Mm-hmm. But if you come in with an apparent love and interest and enthusiasm for what you're teaching, mm-hmm. they're going to make a connection to that. Mm. And they're going to say, hey, maybe this is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And they're going to follow your lead, especially at that young age when mm-hmm. in third grade they still all love their teacher and going mm-hmm. to school is still a pretty cool thing mm-hmm. anyway. Mm-hmm. They will connect to it. Mm-hmm. The second thing, again, is you are really building their confidence level by showing them that they can do something mm-hmm. with this language that not necessarily everybody else can do. Mm-hmm. And really only because they haven't been given the opportunity. But they can learn these words, and hey, you can read another language. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that excites them. It's different. You know, mm-hmm. it's third grade Latin at our school is almost like a rite of passage. Mm-hmm. It's like you're learning the secret language, the mm-hmm. secret handshake. Because we've done math and mm-hmm. reading our English books and mm-hmm. spelling forever. But Latin is something new and exciting, and it's a mystery that we're discovering. Mm-hmm. And I think if you can keep that element of, here's a mystery we're discovering, mm-hmm. and we're each year we're peeling back a new layer, we're turning a new page, mm-hmm. we're accomplishing something new with it, mm-hmm. I think that really connects with them, mm-hmm. and they do, mm-hmm. they love it. Mm-hmm.